Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Welcome to the Woodbird Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book. The improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess.
The Improvised Musical Podcast with Zach and Jess. That one is Zach Reno.
That one's Jess McKenna. We got Scott Passarella, King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings, on the keys.
We got Brett on the fret. That feeling when the chord hits. Take it to the chorus, Brett Morris. Well, guys.
Well, we've done it again.
We've done it again. We've done another episode. We've survived another 32 minutes of setup.
This is our second with guest episode of the independent Off Book, which you can sign up to at offbookclubhouse.com to support us. We'll talk more about that later, but for now, let's talk about our incredible guest who we're so lucky to have back.
I want to say a personal hero of mine. One of the funniest people in the world right now. He's a character of mine on Comedy Bang Bang. Put him in my dream SNL cast.
That's correct.
Currently writing for the incredible Amber Ruffin Show. Please welcome back to Off Book, Demi Adichwembe. Hi, Demi.
My own little riff. Hi.
Yeah, everyone should get a riff. That's Demi.
And that's Demi. Wow, Demi, how do you feel? Do you feel like you just went on a roller coaster? Do you feel like you just did that thing at a theme park where you can stand on the bridge and just get splashed by another ride? Like, you're not on the ride, but you can get splashed on that.
Oh, I hate that. It's not enough of the experience. It's just like standing in the rain for a bit.
So odd, right?
Our tech setup is a lot like a roller coaster, that it leaves you feeling like you just went through something, but not in a fun way.
Yeah.
Yeah, it feels like, oh, that line was too long for that very short ride.
Yes.
Yeah. Like,
and you're like, oh, do I want to do it again? I feel like I have to.
I feel like I have to do it again because I waited so long. I actually waited 32 minutes to just go upside down for 2 seconds. I feel what the setup experience is like. But you made it through, and we're so thankful because you are one of our all-time favorite guests. And
thank you. You two are two of my all-time favorite people.
Well, this is the best part now.
Same.
Demi, also a great choice you've been making in your life lately is overalls. And I want to know, you're rocking some great white ones right now that are they like a thicker denim type painter's one, or are they soft and cozy?
No, yeah, these are a thicker pair. I did a poll on Instagram asking my friends if I should get into overalls, and everyone's like, yes, do it. Everyone's super supportive, you included, and I immediately bought like 5 pairs of overalls.
Correct. That's the correct move.
These, and then like some sweatpant overalls, which I didn't know were a thing, but I wear them like every day.
I got sweatpant overalls, and I do sort of feel like I don't know how to wear them.
Yeah.
And
even in the pandemic,
I mean that doesn't really matter, but I mean like before, in a time where I would like, I think I want to wear them when it's chilly, and I've actually been getting more into long sleeves lately, which I'm currently wearing, and I feel like pre long sleeves I'd be like, well, a jacket with overalls is is a little odd.
Yeah.
You have to always have it open, you know, otherwise it just looks strange.
Every so often I'll like go for a walk to the grocery store and I'll be like, well, I gotta put on a jacket over the overalls, and I'm just like, this is a weird look. But then I start to just revel in how weird a look I'm having, like,
for sure. I mean, and it certainly doesn't matter, but it's yeah. But for me, I think I've always had a little bit of a like, oh, I know how to wear overalls with a t-shirt. That feels like a slam dunk.
I do feel that though, that for right now all style is in this sort of very I'm going to say good place where everyone is looking at everyone else and being like, yeah, I absolutely understand why you are wearing literally anything at any time.
Totally.
Yes.
Because I've been wearing like bandana headbands lately because my hair is like so in my face that my dad is like, you look like a pirate. And sometimes I look like a character from a cowboy video game. And all the time in normal times it would be like, you're making a wild style choice. But right now I feel like people just see me and be like, but also you have two masks on and you're in public. So let's just be kind to everyone.
It's going to be funny to look back at this period, like just going through like fashion of decades and then being like in the 2020s, anything went.
Yeah. Like but I'm curious, is it going to be like a pause on fashion? And then we're going to come out and be like, man, now all I want to do is like dress up and I'm wearing like suits every day because people like have a hunger for that.
Not or- for me.
No, same. I'm with Demi. This has ruined me for forever. And I think that we have left the behind us the days where super uncomfortable clothes are allowed. They're still going to exist, but we are not going to tolerate them in the same way that we did before.
I don't know. I feel like it's going to both will exist. There might just be more comfortable, like high fat, because people are predicting a roaring 20s. And so I think put on your fanciest dress, but your fanciest dress is still made of sweatpants. Put on
your most beautiful suit, but your most beautiful suit has two attached boots, so you don't have to wear shoes.
Whatever you're putting on, put it on to the Ritz. Put it on, but I don't care what's a part of it. Did you macrame your own tuxedo? I say anything goes.
Walk your dog while wearing a onesie, or go to the park in a camouflage snuggie. There's no rules in the roaring 20s. Anything goes outside of your house.
If you're outside, no one can tell you what to do. Everyone's in the same boat as you. And if that means you're wearing a Halloween costume to go to the zoo, that's okay, because anything goes.
I'm wearing high heels, but also a bandana. I'm wearing fringe, but also a Hannah Montana sweatshirt that I've got to be for all seasons, yes. Is this appropriate? Why would you even second guess?
A rain with a mountain goat's t-shirt underneath. So many kinds of hybrid styles the old world would not believe.
A full-on Sonic the Hedgehog costume you bought in 2003. Anything goes. Anything when it's wearing your sleeve.
Anything goes. The only thing we know is anything goes. Everyone, get in here. Get in here. This is going to be huge. This is our first cover back. And I just really want to make sure that we're sending the right message about this exciting time in fashion. So I'm welcoming all ideas, you know. This is the last fashion magazine standing. And I just want to see, like, what... what we want to say.
With the cover.
With the cover.
With what's inside of it.
No, the cover. That's the only thing people care about. The
cover.
True.
No one opens the magazines anymore. No one it's all reads, about the cover.
No one reads the articles I'm writing?
Well, if they do, the only reason they're doing it, baby, is because they liked that cover.
Or they're making a ransom note.
That's true. We can't ever know which is which. Yes, maybe they read that article, maybe they read it front to back. But sweetheart, don't give your ego any touch of slack. Don't you know that the only reason they even thought to read is because we did a good deal with our cover indeed.
Judge a magazine by its cover. Judge a magazine by its cover. You can read it from the front to back, but most people don't even bother. You gotta judge a magazine by its cover. When I open it up to read the style tips inside, I might as well fall asleep like my eyes are trying to hide. Really, all that I want to do, and you know it best, is to look at a very famous lady in a very expensive dress. That's why I judge a magazine by its cover.
Judge a magazine by its cover.
And then imagine that the lady on the magazine is my famous lady lover when I judge a magazine by its cover.
Tell me what ideas you want to suggest. This is blue sky, oh my, give it a try. No idea is a bad one at this stage.
What if a lady had sleeves but she wore them on her legs?
Yes.
That's something.
That is something.
I got one. What if a lady had sleeves but she wore them on her feet?
That's something.
That's something.
Okay, what if a lady had some sleeves but she wore them on her ears? That's something.
That's definitely something.
That's something.
Now here's my latest idea, tell me if it's too much to believe. We take every part of the ladies' ensemble and turn it into sleeves. That's something.
Oh, I like that idea that you ordered. That maybe we'll just make the cover when we judge a magazine.
Judge a magazine.
By its cover.
Is only wearing sleeves.
Sleeves.
Now I think we all can agree that sleeves are the future. Sleeves on our arms, sleeves on our legs. Now the question is, what model will be brave enough, will be the cultural icon that we need to be the face of sleeves?
The face of sleeves. Listen, I think there's only one thing to do.
There's only one person.
Gerard Montague, I'm sending you on a cross-country mission to find a fresh face for sleeves. I don't want one of these legends. I want a fresh face for sleeves.
That's right, Montague. Get excited. You and I are going on a road trip.
I can't believe it. My first ever mission. I'm not going to let you guys down.
Montague, no one ever thought you would. You come from a family, and even though it's warring with the other magazine family,
we still
took you in. Because, honestly, there's a spark about you, kiddo. I think that, honestly, I'll go with you, and I'll instruct you as needed. But the future of fashion is in the youth, and there is no one that can capture the spark
of the
youth.
Okay, this whole conversation is sweet, but it is in my office still, so I feel like...
Well, I don't have an office, and it felt bigger than the hallway.
It felt like perhaps it could have been a walk and talk as you approached the car, or it could be in an elevator.
Caroline, what do you want me to do?
Gerard, I want you and Montague to leave so I can get my B12 shot. It's in my butt, and I don't want to do it in front of you.
Fair enough. Montague, follow me, honestly.
A very toxic workplace.
It's not great. I don't love it. And I'll tell you what, Montague, that woman, she's so talented, but she hands me lemons and says, make orangeade. And I tell her, I say, Caroline, you've given me only lemons. I need an orange to make orangeade. Do you know what I'm saying? I'm sorry, I don't mean to complain.
I kind of get what you're saying. What's orangeade? I don't...
So, you know lemonade?
Yes.
When you squeeze it and you can drink the lemon juice, but it's with sugar?
Yes.
Like that, but oranges. Okay. Orangeade. What would you call that?
Orange juice.
Hmm. Then there's something about you, Montague, something that really just hits the nail on the head.
Oh, well, thank you.
You're welcome. Now, okay, let me just open up my big physical paper map of the United States to navigate like anyone would in this, the new Roaring Twenties.
Of course.
Where do you think, Montague, where, what sparks you as the soul of where fashion will be? Where are we going to find someone?
All right, I'm just going to close my eyes and... Montana.
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 Now, I don't know a ton about Montana. But
I know plenty about Montana.
Oh, really?
Well,
tell you, I mean, between the two of us, I'm sure we got it.
Well, certainly.
The capital of Montana.
I think it's Butte.
Sure. Sounds good to me.
They have a lot of famous mountains and some other stuff. We can drive and see.
Going to Montana, it's hills and it's plains, it's cars and it's trucks and also trains.
There's snow and there's dirt and sometimes rains in Montana.
In Montana, they've got shirts and socks and shoes and hats
and cars and trains and baseball bats.
They've got wind and sleet and snow and rain. Don't forget those cars and trucks and also trains in Montana. Through a Montana door, you'll see a Montana room like you've never seen before.
If you go to the highest mountain in the town, you could see maybe some sort of scene or like a clown or something maybe.
There's probably a clown somewhere in that state, and I bet that the Montana tricks he does are great.
He can juggle and backflip and pull some sleeves out of his pockets and maybe has a flower that squirts.
In Montana, he maybe wears a bandana. In that clown from Montana,
they have potatoes there.
They almost certainly have potatoes.
I was thinking of Idaho.
Idaho also has potatoes, but I would be shocked if I got to Montana and they said we've got no potatoes on lock.
Do they also have corn there?
I assume they do.
It would be upsetting to learn that they have none for you.
In Montana, that's where we'll find our truth and the future of fashion. It's close to being in our hands, in Montana. We've really got to learn some more things about Montana.
I'm trying to Google it, and my internet is not working.
That's all right. I'll look it up, and I'll sort of try to make sure that we don't make any horrible out-of-state faux pas.
That would be embarrassing.
Oh. ho. Oh. Now,
what are you ho?
Who's this?
Ho.
This is just a woman by the side of our car. I said a woman, but I'm not actually sure how old she is. It's just a lady ho-humming out by our car. Excuse me.
Oh, hello? Oh, hello? Welcome to Montana.
Oh, thank you. Are you part of the Montana Welcome Wagon?
Oh, well, in Montana, of course, it'd be a train. Everyone here is so obsessed with the classic Montana trains.
Montana. Okay, writing that down.
Okay, Montana.
From Bozeman to Billings, from Missoula to other places.
Good. These are all cities.
Whitefish.
Yes.
You know, from the section of Yellowstone.
Whitefish. Okay.
From the section of Yellowstone that we have to Glacier National Park.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes?
Is whitefish the same whitefish that sometimes shows up in sushi and is called imitation crab, where they tell you it's crab, but it's really just fish?
Sorry, are you asking if the city is the same as fish?
Yeah, I was just
I'm asking if it's
city.
Named after the same fish. If the whitefish that you use in substitution crab and sushi is the same whitefish that the town is named for. Maybe that's not important. I'm Gerard. This is Montague. We are talent scouts and also magazine editors and also photographers. And also...
Wow, you sure wear a lot of hats. I hope you have your own office and get respect where you work.
I don't, but I should, right?
Sounds it's like funny you're drinking hats, a bunch of though. Orange juice when you should be having lemonade.
Okay, so now you also call it orange juice.
What else would I call it?
Orangeade.
Yeah. I don't know what that is.
That sounds, it's ridiculous. I'm sorry.
It's ridiculous. I mean, that's an absurd idea. It's obviously just orange juice. The reason why we have lemonade or a limeade is because we have to add copious amounts of sugar. But the sweetness inherent in orange requires no additional sugar, sir. That's why you can just have orange juice.
Not when Gerard. I make it. That's not how I make it.
Gerard,
that's...
do you call it Appleade?
Yes. Do you call it Appleade?
Well, it depends. How do you make it? I squeeze a bunch of apples with my hands. I'm very strong.
Uh-huh.
I crush them together until uh-huh. they're juice. Then I go to the cabinet and I get the brown sugar and I dump a bunch of that in. And I
brown mix. Sugar?
Mm-hmm.
This sounds like you're starting to crumble.
Yeah, this is baking.
Well, hold on, no. This is making juice. And then I mix the brown sugar
with the
apple.
If you just crush an apple and you don't filter it, that's cider, friend.
Mm.
Well, I push it all together in this filtery thing.
Okay, that's juice.
It's a big, round tin.
Uh-huh.
And I put some dough on the bottom
okay,
of that.
Okay, you're making a pie.
It's a juice.
Pie.
And then I dump it in, and then I put that juice into the oven,
uh-huh.
and I bake it at 430. Oh, I just said the word. I understand now.
You said
it's
the
baking.
Word. Sorry.
I said the word, yeah.
It sounds baking. Like you're making a hot, solid juice.
Yes.
That's right. A hot, solid juice. Just a hot, solid juice.
What you making, what you making, what you making?
A hot, solid juice.
What you making, what you making with bacon?
A hot, solid juice. Everyone knows. Have you heard the news? I'm up in the kitchen and I think that it is bitching with my hot, solid juice. I start with a pie. And some people say that's a food. But I was not so hungry, so for pie I'm not in the mood.
What you making, what you making, what you making?
A hot, solid juice.
Oh, what you baking, what you baking, what you baking?
A hot, solid juice.
Well, you get a big pan and you put some dough in the bottom.
That's right.
And then you add a couple juices and get them hot and... You put them in the oven at 350 degrees. Then you cut a couple slices of the juice and share them with your friends.
What you making, what you making, what you making?
A hot, solid juice.
What you baking, what you baking, what you baking?
It's a hot, solid juice.
Now, I love television and I do not mean to scoff. But I always have a favorite day on the Great British Bake Off. It's not when they make cake or little oodaloos. It's when they go in the kitchen and bake a hot, solid juice.
Ah, yes, I recall Paul Hollywood saying, no soggy bottoms, and I like this one, it's good. And he reaches over the counter to give that hand a shake. And he says, this is a hot, solid juice, and make no mistake. What you making, what you making, what you making?
A hot, solid juice.
What you baking, what you baking, what you baking?
A hot, solid juice.
Hi, hello. Now, what is it if it has Jell-O? Or jam, or even a jelly? Do you see that on your telly?
Now, those are foods that I don't like very much. Because I like a solid juice that's solid to the touch. If it's wibbly and wobbly, it can get right out of my face. Cause the only juice that I like is solid and the rest are a disgrace.
What you making?
A hot solid juice.
What you making?
A hot solid juice.
What you making?
A hot solid juice.
What you making?
Now we've gotten off track and we've talked too much about my hot solid juice and not about what you are ho-humming about, stranger whose name I don't know.
Oh, my name is Allison, and I was ho-humming about how I don't care about trains, and everyone in Montana only cares about trains. So I was just sitting here looking at those beautiful mountains in the distance and where the river runs through it and thinking about, I don't care about trains like everyone else in Montana. But actually, then you started talking about a hot solid juice, and I loved it so much, and I wanted to make note of it, but I didn't have any paper. So instead, I pulled off one of these sleeves I've been wearing as an earring.
One of these what?
Oh, I've been wearing sleeves as everything, and right now I'm wearing sleeves as earrings.
I need, hold on, real quick.
Yes?
Montague.
Yeah.
Oh, you're now, doing a thing to the we side. Were good.
Oh, you can listen, though.
Yeah, it's...
Oh.
Yeah, just, actually, you like come in. You come in too. You huddle up too.
Okay.
We are going to talk about you, though. Is that okay?
I hope so.
I wouldn't say anything to him that I wouldn't say in front of your face. So you also come into the huddle.
I might say some things that just don't be weird.
Okay. What do you mean? You might say some things.
Well, I just
are
I don't
you
know
going
this
to
person.
Make it weird?
I don't know.
I also don't know this person. Let's everyone. No one's going to make it. Everyone's in a huddle. No one make it weird.
Okay. All right. That's the rules of the huddle.
Okay.
All right. Montague.
Gerard.
Now, I thought we were going to go looking for someone who would be able to take this idea that we thought we had originally of sleeves for everything and sort of run with that as a fashion icon. And here we found this person. I'm sorry, Allison?
That's
Ashley?
Right.
Allison, who's already doing it. And I'm thinking, could it be this easy?
I had the other thought of, is this girl going to steal her idea?
Well, she seems to already have had the idea, though, is the thing.
Well, then are we stealing an idea from this
girl?
Did
we steal the idea from this girl?
I don't know. I think it's just a moment of parallel thinking. And I think it happens with new trends a lot. And they're usually in response to something. So I think a lot of people are responding to the same impetus and catalyst.
Right now, I think a lot of people are responding to big biceps.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of big biceps in the world right now.
Very true.
Sorry, what were you going to say, Monica?
Squeezing apples and whatnot. I was just saying, have you been to the patent office lately?
Me? Well, yeah. Yes, but only because my uncle works there.
Oh, okay. So have you submitted a patent for this idea of all sleeves?
Oh, you know what? This is not protected by patent law because it's not a unique invention and there's no change in the manufacturing of it. So you can't control all IP with a patent. I learned that from Shark Tank.
Okay, I have to cross off some of the patents I was planning to file.
Yeah, I don't...
This one's not going to work.
No sleeves.
For example, I recently watched an episode about a man who makes beanies with beards attached, and he talked about how his sales took a dip because he had copycats, but that's because the idea of a beard attached to a beanie was not patentable.
Now, why not?
You know, we could ask my uncle, the patent lawyer, but he's really... Well, I guess we can ask
him. Well, now I just want to meet him more because he sounds like he's got some edge to him. And even though I will say, well, I guess I should ask. Allison, was it?
Yes.
You're very bad with names.
Extremely. I know your name, Montague, but Allison, something about it just keeps trying to slip through the sieves.
Would you prefer to call me by my last name?
What is
it? I don't know. Would I? What is your last name?
Capulet?
No! Oh, I should have... Okay,
I sensed it.
Montague, back up. Don't make tiny fisticuffs.
Oh, shoot, I forgot. I thought maybe just perhaps Montague was your first name and we weren't going to have to do this, but... Oh, get me
no,
out of...
No, both of you, stop.
You activated my scrap of doom mode.
I got
listen.
To...
Now, listen, I don't know how they do things here in Montana.
With trains!
I implied that much. Now, back where we are from...
Which is?
Seattle?
Seattle.
That's
back
right.
Where we're from in Seattle, there's a horrible blood feud between the Montagues and the Capulets of the fashion world. But you're not from the Seattle Capulets, I don't think. Are you?
I mean, I just know that when a Capulet sees a Montague...
Okay, all right. Okay, yes.
Yes, our disputes are more about trains here, but you know, the dispute can move and shake, but the bonds they do not break Bond is a Bond of get me Adam.
I have very strong biceps. I can hold both of you apart all day, but I don't want to. I would much rather you two talk about the history between your families and maybe try to work through some stuff, because what I see here, and who am I? I'm just a Prospero, unrelated to the two of your families at all. So from the outside, it looks to me like maybe the two of you have a lot to contribute together instead of just trying to fight like cartoons all the time.
I don't have nothing to contribute to a Capulet's idea.
Oh,
right.
Oh,
okay.
You want to come over here, little munchie? Why don't you come over here?
I got two trains at the end of my arms, and they're coming right at you.
Oh, yeah?
Right. Okay, you know what?
Choose another path.
Steam-powered locomotives. Bullet trains, electric.
Neither of you seems to be actually throwing a punch, though, so I just want to throw that out there.
I'm kicking up the dust with my feet. It's so freaking dusty now. You're not going to be able to see where you're going to go.
I'm doing that thing where my legs are spinning in place because I'm charging up to run real quick.
You both got steam coming out of your ears. Both of your legs are moving very fast like little tiny cyclones. But I'll tell you what I think. I don't think either of you has ever been in a fight before.
What?
I don't think you're going to fight at all. Go for it. Fight each other.
Oh, yeah. You want to see me fight? Oh, yeah. You throw the first. I'm going to do it. You know what? I'm going to do some sideways just to get it ready.
I'm going to start swinging my arms. Then I'll move towards you. And you're going
to. You're both 10 feet apart from each other, wildly flailing.
I'm only backing up to charge more.
Oh, yeah. You better get ready because I'm going to just build up so much steam. And then I'm going to. I'm gonna punch your face. Just give me a second over here. I'm gonna kick your knees. I need one more minute, please. We're definitely gonna fight. We're gonna fight. We're gonna do it right. I just gotta get my spinning on first.
I'm spinning my arms real quick and charging up my speed.
Oh boy.
I'm getting my fists real smooth, cause smooth fist is what I need. And then I'm definitely gonna punch your head and your legs and all your knees. I've been in a fight before, don't believe me? Well, you're gonna want to, please.
Everyone counts to four and then they start, right?
Great.
So, one, two, three. Wait! We just gotta take a little break. One, two, three.
Hold on! I wanna real quick just take a break again.
Okay,
one,
now that we've taken two breaks, that's the allotted amount of breaks. The next time, there will be no breaks. Here we go! One, two, three.
Wait a minute. She's counting in a different language now.
Un, deux, trois.
Don't.
I don't know how to say four in French.
Uno, dos, tres. Wait. I don't want to fight in Spanish either.
And that's the end of languages I could count in.
I could count in German, but I specifically don't know how to say the number four. I could do it in another language, but then who's that for?
I'm not sure why we changed the language. Something doesn't seem alright. If I didn't know better, it seems like this is an excuse just not to fight.
We've been in fights.
Haven't been in fights before.
You
never been in fights before.
We've been in.
You also definitely know how to count to four.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
It gets stuck in my throat. But I've had so many fights. I was just trying not to gloat.
Oh, and I'm
a boxing champion. What? I kicked Muhammad Ali.
Since when?
It's true, I have the proof. I just can't show it to you, sorry.
You're a boxing champion who kicked Muhammad Ali. I just wanna make sure that I got the right facts in front of me.
That's right, he wasn't expecting me to use legs. There's nothing in the book that says I can't. So I kicked him right where the bottom of his legs met his pants. And they said it was legal and I could keep going. And I went on to fight more people. And then, well, that's how I became the boxing champion of the world.
Neither of you have ever been in a fight before.
What?
After that story, I've never been more sure.
Come on.
First of all, they would not let you kick someone in boxing.
They did.
So let's just put this aside. You don't have to fight, you don't have to hide. Just admit that you've never been in fights before.
What's happening in your head? You should have fought him, but you're feeling something else instead.
Oh no, she had smoke from her ears, but now there are hearts in her eyes. He used to be spinning like a whirlwind, now he's making long labored sighs.
There's not anything I want to do with my fist. I'd rather join hands in a pilgrim's kiss.
Are there pilgrims in Montana?
There are pilgrims everywhere.
They're holding hands.
She's so smart.
How can I hate this little lady? She fills me with love. She makes me feel so crazy.
How could I have turned against you? I'll never again fight a Montague. I'm feeling hot and bothered under every sleeve. This is something new. I cannot believe.
If I don't take this chance, it's something I'll regret. Could me, a Montague, end up with a Capulet? I think it's pretty clear this chance is all I have. So I'll stay here, and maybe together it's not so bad.
Will it be bad for these two houses, both alike in dignity, in search for someone to wear a bunch of sleeves? What do we know about Montana? Find out when we return to the second half of Anything Goes in Montana, the musical.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hi, Welcome back. When we last left, our two magazine editors slash photographers from Seattle, the fashion centerpiece of the world, had traveled to Montana, a place we all know many things about, to find someone to wear only sleeves. But what's this? A Romeo and Juliet love story afoot? What will happen next when we return to the second half of Anything Goes in Montana?
So this is these beautiful Montana trains.
Oh yeah, they're everywhere. You know, you can't, you know what they say, you can't toss a pebble in Montana without hitting a choo-choo.
That's so funny. You're so funny.
You're so funny. I can't believe you would notice all these trains. I mean, of course you would. They're everywhere. You can't throw a pebble without hitting a choo-choo. But still, I don't know. I guess there's something really exciting. I guess there's something kind of new. I guess there's something making me feel like I'm nervous around you. Guess there's something in charge of me, like I'm on a new track. Like something's filling up my steam engine and it's going high in my stacks. It's like I choose to fall for you. I choose to fall for you.
Make my heart move fast like it's running like a steam-powered locomotive. I feel my blood pressure getting quicker. It's something I never noticed. My heart's speeding like a bullet train, like something you'd see in Japan. I don't know if I can hold on to this feeling, but I really hope I can. Because
I choose to fall for you.
For you.
I choose. My ticket. If I'm choosing the path or the track, I know it's you and I'll pick it.
The way my heart works with you is better than it ever has. I might just be a Cap Montague, but with you I'm in first class.
And I have a trolley that's full of trunks and suitcases, but each of them is full of memories of all your sideways glances. I choo-choo to fall for you. I choo-choo to fall. The whole wide world is now just us two. Then there will never be another one. I would never even say, oh, fun. There would never be like a third. How absurd. Oh, sorry, Gerard.
I forgot you were here.
I forgot you were here.
That's okay. That frequently happens to me. I'm just gonna leave you two alone to pursue your destiny.
I choose to fall for you. Ooh. Oh, sorry, excuse me. Another Montana tradition is we communicate by messenger children. And oh, I see my uncle, the patent lawyers. I see his messenger child is approaching me with a tiny Montana scroll. Sorry, just excuse me for 1 second.
Yeah, no.
What is it, Curtis?
I have a message from your uncle.
Yeah, I know.
This part's not written on the scroll.
Okay.
But the message in the scroll's the greatest message ever told.
Thanks, Curtis.
It's succinct and to the point. It is written well and good. And I can't wait for you to read it. Read it quickly as you should. When I give you the message, when I hand you the Montana scroll, when I give you the message.
I know. And so we berry, 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 berry.
And then I dig it up, I give it to you. Here you go.
Just one of Montana's many charms.
I'm sorry, did that child just dig a hole in the train?
Yeah, well, our trains are made of potatoes, as you all know.
Oh, so that is okay. Great.
So, yes, when you get a message from a messenger child, you typically have to listen to the child's opinion about the message, even though a lot of times they haven't read them. They're just sort of imagining that it's a good, succinct message.
That's and then, what I did. I didn't read it yet.
And then they bore or sort of dig a message, a hole in the potato side of a train, and we bury it together, and then we remove it together. It's just sort of the process. It's a lot like a notary republic, but in Montana style, which is a potato train.
Yeah, it's not much like a notary republic in Seattle. It's so crazy how different the rules are. It's almost like a
Sorry,
different
it's
world.
Not like a notary public. It's like a notary republic. Montana is a notary republic.
Is it?
That what we just described is a classic notary republic.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not like Texas, which is a republic. It's just like we are a notary
republic. Are you done falling in love yet with the sleeve woman?
Have you
admitted your feelings to each other? Are we doing it? Are we, what's the deal? What's the vibe? Who's this child?
This is a messenger child. It's a standard practice in Montana, a notary republic.
Yeah, you missed a lot of details.
Stand further away from me, please. Thank you.
I think it's going great, Gerard. I'm sorry that we made you feel like you couldn't be near us as we were falling in love.
I saw a thing and I had to walk towards it. I saw this big sign that had all this sort of information about Montana.
Oh.
Like what?
Well, I learned that it's called the Big Sky State.
Mm-hmm.
The Big Sky State. That's interesting.
And that the flag is pretty simple,
mm-hmm.
keeping it clean,
mm-hmm.
keeping it small. I learned that the tallest mountain is Granite Peak.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And that the lowest point is a river that is a word I can't remember. I think it was an...
Well, just walk back to the sign. It's over there, right?
Oh, the sign. Yeah, I'll go walk back to the sign. Okay. Oh, look at this. Added to the Union November 8th. The 41st state in the Union.
That's wow. right.
Now that's just Montana facts. Just Montana facts. If we got them wrong before, just please relax, because these are just Montana facts. Turns out the capital. Now this is cute. Now you and I and everybody else would think the capital is Butte.
I sure did.
But the capital is not Butte. No, I'm telling ya. The capital of Montana is Washington, Montana. Oh, sorry. Someone scribbled something on this sign.
We love pranks that sort of dilute our own story. It's a cute thing we do in Montana.
Oh, no. Look.
The capital's is Helena.
Helena, that's yeah. right. Oh, no, here's another fun, fun thing that you would like to know. I'm sure you want to know the largest city in every state you go.
Sure.
The largest city in Montana. Ooh, now this is thrilling. The largest city in Montana is called Washington, Montana.
Billings.
Oh, someone wrote on the sign again.
Oh, my gosh.
Why is this only Washington? Is their only joke?
Yeah.
Feels repetitive. Lack of creativity.
And when it just says Washington, I'm like, the state?
I wanted to go out somewhere after dark.
Okay.
Do you think there are places in Montana like some sort of national park?
Yes, I know this because I live here, it's true.
Okay.
Technically, we have the entrances to.
Can you name them? I'd love to hear them both. Just to get those names of the national parks right out of your Montanan throat.
Glacier and Yellowstone.
Are you sure that one of those isn't
Washington?
It says here on the sign that it's Washington National Park.
Oh, my gosh.
Washington?
Oh, someone scribbled on it again. Yeah. A lot of graffiti in Montana.
Yeah, always prank-based about facts, usually. It's, you know, we have a lot of quirks. We have a lot of little whimsies that make us specific.
Well, I feel like I've gotten us off track. That was sort of my facts about Montana.
You can never be off a track in Montana. We have too
because
many
you love
trains
so much.
That's right.
Is this right? Is this a prank? The trains are all made of partially of potatoes,
that's
it says
right.
here on the sign?
Yeah, that part's true.
Why is that small child still clinging to your...
Because I haven't yet broken the seal of the scroll, and he can't leave until he sees that happen.
My contract is not to be released from until the great seal is broken.
Okay, I'm going to do it, Curtis. Hey.
Only then.
Hey, Curtis. Great job in Oliver this weekend.
Thank you.
You were really good.
I played Oliver in Oliver and Company.
He was really
good. The
Disney
movie was turned into
a stage
play. Into a stage musical.
And Curtis,
I played the little cat.
He was great. He was great. Hey, Curtis.
Yeah.
Why should I worry about you as a messenger? I never do because you're so good.
Ooh, thank you. Okay.
Okay.
I assume that's a reference to Oliver.
It in Company. Yeah. In Company.
Oh, and, right, yes.
But not the part that he sang. Actually, the Artful Dodger dog sang it. Voiced by Billy Joel in the original. Okay, and seal broken, and it is succinct. Read it. Now I have, but maybe I wish I could not. Oh.
What does it say?
Oh, no, probably something ranting and raving about how my uncle really wants her to take place in this real big blood feud he's all excited about or something. What's it say?
Curtis, did you read it?
No, I can't even read.
Really?
Because I choose not to. I am able to read, but I don't.
So it's you don't even read. Not you
what
can't.
Did I say?
You said can't.
I can't even read because I don't want to.
Okay. Got it. Well, it's my How'd uncle is the patent lawyer. And he's also Curtis's uncle. We're cousins. This is a small town.
Family job.
And
got it.
Turns out, after looking more into it, my original instinct was right. I intuited. The truth is, I have the patent now. I own wearing sleeves.
What?
Wearing sleeves is my thing. It's my thing. And now it's protected by patent law, and you would owe me a fee if you would ever grace your cover with anyone wearing only sleeves. But now that I've done this, is it written in stone? Can I turn back now that I'm standing on my own? But I don't to keep you from this truth. Sleeves can be for you. Sleeves can be for me. Sleeves can be for anyone. Sleeves can be for you. Sleeves can be for me. Sleeves can be for anyone. I've
worn sleeves all of my life. I've never heard of a patent so strong. And this puts us on opposite ends of a battle that's been fought so long. What shall we do, Montague? Can we put this war aside? And can we get the patent for wearing only sleeves from this woman holding it inside?
I'd love to put a sleeve on the cover, and I dare anyone to stop me.
Oh no, you're escalating the situation.
Montana can go screw itself. Huh. From Glacier Park to the Museum of the Rockies. This whole big sky makes me wonder why I don't want to be here anymore. I'd like to fly right back to Seattle to put sleeves on that cover. I'll never take another heart. I'll never know my lover.
But sleeves can be for you. You and sleeves can be for me. Sleeves can be for anyone. Sleeves can be for you. Sleeves can be for me. Sleeves can be for anyone. take you. I thought I knew you. But if you'd leave Montana without me and my sleeves, then the war's back on. You better believe.
Montague, can I talk to you for a second over here?
Should
and
I
actually
leave?
This one they don't want you
I
in
was
this
gonna
house.
Ask.
Fine, I'm gonna this go one, inside this potato.
I have a feeling this one will be made weird.
Yeah.
What's
things,
up, Gerard?
Things seem to be going so well. She patented the idea that we want. That's not great.
Right.
But then, like, the next second she was like, maybe I can share it with you. Maybe you can do it. At which point you were like, I'm putting sleeves on the magazine, whether I have your permission or not.
Yes. I was feeling a little sort of betrayed by
I know.
The...
That's what I wanted to talk to you about. It felt like something was going on that maybe we weren't talking about.
Well, it's just we cleared up the idea of patent law with regards to how it affects sleeves and the cover, and she just straight up lied to us, it seems like.
Yes, it does seem that she told us a lie so that we wouldn't go patent it.
Yes.
She told us that it couldn't be patented, but she then did patent it.
And in the meantime, her uncle was working on a patent for all sleeves.
Okay, I'm so sorry to interject. It's just that that's not totally what happened. I'm sorry, I couldn't get that far away, and your voices carry across this big sky.
We're speaking in Seattle, what's called a Seattle inside voice, which to most of the places is very loud.
And are you sorry to interject? I just can't believe a word you say.
Oh my gosh.
Montague.
This is so dramatic.
When I went to my I didn't lie. When I went to my uncle, he said that's not a patentable idea. And then this scroll said, JK, I looked more into it.
So
and
your
it
uncle's
is.
A liar.
Well, I think he just sort of like wrote me off, and I was like, oh, okay, on to the next idea. And then now he was like, actually, upon further investigation, I find that I can patent it. And now I've done it without even consulting you. So like, honestly, Montague, you like didn't even give me a hot second to explain that. You just like heard me read the scroll, react to it, and you were like, okay, I see how this is. And now I'm the one who's like, wait a second, I guess this guy I have only known for 4 hours maybe isn't my one true love.
That's totally, I think both of you are sort of jumping in a little bit hot here.
And I honestly feel like, and now I honestly feel like,
okay, now I just
and now to, I honestly okay, feel like, and now right. I honestly feel like maybe hot solid juice isn't a thing. And I honestly feel like maybe this whole fun day I've been having where I was like, finally something different in my train life.
Oh my God.
Maybe it like wasn't. And like, and maybe actually like I should just say bye right now.
Good.
And like, okay,
hey,
bye.
No.
Okay,
you know
good.
I'm going to count to four.
No, I need you to listen.
Two.
There's something.
Three and a half.
Three and three quarters.
Three and seven eighths.
Three and nine tenths.
Okay, listen, both of you. Take a deep breath. First of all, if you know all of those fractions,
five.
You definitely know the number four. No, five is too much.
No.
You don't have to. This is.
I'm going to go up and go around. I'm going to go back to zero. And then
it's not how
one.
Numbers work. You can't loop around. Well, I guess it does sort of work that way.
One, two,
so.
Three, four factorial. Four factorial.
Listen, I don't mean
pie.
To do. I far be it from me to assume that just with age comes wisdom, because that's not always the case. But I feel a little bit like you are being classic teens right now. We got a little upset.
Okay.
It's just classic teen stuff.
Yeah.
And if you can realize that it's classic teen stuff, then you can sort of pull it down. I get it. You're feeling emotions at a 10 or 11. What does it mean? It's part of being a teen.
Okay.
Take a breath. Take another. Take a good long look at each other and think about tomorrow, not just now.
Huh?
Take all your feelings and push the team down. Don't have to be mean just 'cause you're being a teen. You know what I mean? Know what I mean?
Oh, but I feel like I'm on fire, like my heart's gonna explode. I feel like I'm walking alone on a long, lonesome road. September ends. I feel like I've never even had an actual real fucking friend. I'm like, why is my mom just like me? But she's always in my biz. And also, I don't even like that I have to make this cartoon fist. And why did they even name me Allison? You can't remember my name. But I also hate every time I lose at a game.
Breathe in. Actually breathe in. I don't know what that was. Breathe in. You don't have to be mean, 'cause the feelings you feel are just part of being a teen.
That doesn't mean they're not real.
No, of course.
I'm like a fireball of a thousand suns. Yep. Mm-hmm. I can count 1,001.
Well,
times my friends were super rude to me.
Sure.
And like they never even invited me to ski. And Montague, he's so freaking cute. But
right.
His cute face, I'm like, I gotta lose. And I'll never talk to him ever again. I've never even had a fucking friend. What is that?
Classic teen.
Who is that, me?
Yes, you're spiraling.
How'd you even know that I'm 19?
Just a guess.
And the answer is yes.
Montague, have to assume that you're a teen too.
Yeah, I'm 13 years today.
Oh, okay, wow. So I was right to break up forever. You can't put my sleeves on your cover. And I'll never talk to this boy again.
Hold on, Montague, can I talk to you? Only because in the past you said some things that weren't true. Top of mind comes to me, the time you kicked Muhammad Ali.
That was real.
Are you actually 13, or are you running from a hard situation? Honestly, tell me.
I'm actually 19.
Okay.
But I wanted her to feel how I felt when I learned that patent law stuff wasn't really real.
Okay,
what's
but
my age again? I just don't know. I wanted her to tell me. I think I'm 19 or 20 or 18. It's definitely not a felony for us to be together.
That was what I was sort of trying to clear up.
I hope we're together.
I get it when you're
forever.
19. The world can seem so fucked, and like you don't have even one fucking friend.
Yeah, that's how I feel!
As I understand, I've been there again and again.
It's like I have not even one fucking friend.
Nobody likes you when you are a teen.
Work sucks. I know.
You should, like, I feel like you're the only freaking full adult who's ever got me. You should maybe, like, go into that. You should go
you mean
into
like
that.
Not fashion?
I don't know. I don't want to, like, steer you away if you have passion for fashion, but maybe just, like, a side. You're, like, you really.
Really, what I wanted was an office, and I've been trying so long at this company to get one, and I've not gotten one yet. I just want my own office.
Now's probably the worst time to admit that I do have an office.
Well, it's not the best time, I'll tell you that.
Okay.
Montague.
Right. I should have saved
it. I don't love that the 19-year-old in the office has his own office.
I don't think you're getting your you know what? Like, sometimes I hear that teenage stuff doesn't go away.
So, what do you mean?
Like, you know, people say even adult things sometimes get treated like high school. It sounds
yeah.
like you have maybe some toxic friends, Gerard, and maybe you need to do something on your own.
Yeah, that probably sounds like a good idea. Now, just before, I'm going to go do that. But before I do, There's a lot of apothecaries in this town, and I just want to make sure that the two of you are feeling good emotionally and that no one's going to, I don't know,
take a buy sleeping poison. Drought.
I don't want anyone to buy poison of any kind.
No,
I'm
no,
not
no.
going to buy any.
Ooh, well, wait. Everyone says they're not. Okay.
Sorry, the trolley just came by and something was...
Yes, hello. Welcome to me, the trolley.
Okay.
What can I get you off the trolley? Oh, yes, hello. Allison, is that you?
All these herbs.
Yeah, hi. Oh my gosh, hi. We're just, I don't know, breaking up or making up. It's like honestly impossible to
Ooh,
tell.
Ooh, so fun, so true. Well, Apothecary Gary is here to help you out with anything you
Gary,
need.
Gary, can you just give me like, can you give me like a quick forgetting drought and I'll just give it to my freaking stupid uncle and he'll forget that we even have this patent and then we can just like move forward as a team if we even want that. I don't even know if you want that or even like if you're ever going to freaking talk to me again. Gary, can you have that? Can you give that to my uncle?
Oh, we're still talking to me. Okay.
Well, I was
like
kind of
drifted away for a
second. Well, I was kind of talking
absolutely.
To I'm talking to you and I'm not talking to you. Do you know what I mean? Like I'm talking to you and I'm not talking to you.
Sure, I understand. Yeah, okay. Let me just whip up a sleeping drought here.
No, not a sleeping drought. A forgetting drought for my uncle. I don't want to mess with any of that sleeping stuff.
God,
I don't
it's like adults just don't even
it's
listen.
Like they don't freaking understand.
I don't get it.
A forgetting drought.
Yeah, I want my uncle to forget that he successfully got this patent.
Okay, sure. Just want to grind up some leaves and sticks.
Is this fake? You have to tell us. Is
no,
this
it's
fake?
Real. It's real. I just can't tell you what's in
is
it.
Is this
I feel
fake?
Like everything's fake. No
I feel
one's
like
real.
Everything's fake and nothing's...
You two are so... Just as an outsider, you two are so on the same wavelength here, can I just say?
Yeah, because we get each other, but no one gets us.
Why don't you try... I'm going to give you this one on the house. It's a mystery bottle. It's lavender. It's just a nice smelling little guy.
I'm going to drink
just
it.
Yeah.
Don't drink it. It's for... Okay.
Dab it. Oh, Montague, you're so brave. Normally, you just like dab it on like your little, like maybe your wrists. And maybe,
here's
like,
another one. Don't drink this one.
I want to drink it though.
I drank okay. this one. What's this one?
Okay, you just drank. Okay. All right. Well, the one that you just drank was just a nice sort of melon,
it's
smelling
nice.
One.
Oh, it was mine.
Yours was lavender.
Okay. You but just, no, nothing else? No.
They're essentially like essential oils.
They're essentially essential oils. That's right.
When you say essentially.
Well, I mean, sometimes they have like a little something else in them.
It doesn't make you go to sleep. It'll make you fall asleep and think you're dead for a little bit.
Oh.
Yeah, something that stops your pulse.
Oh, okay.
Little something.
Are we going to go to sleep? Are you
serious?
Well,
you're not supposed to drink it. You're supposed to dabble it.
Why didn't you tell me?
Oh, boy. And in that sleep of lavender and melon, what dreams may come? I sure don't know. Apothecary Gary, you did it again. Now, I'll tell you what I behold happens. I've heard people admit hard truths to themselves in their dreams. But will they be strong enough to admit those truths when they wake up? I don't know. Back on my trolley!
I lie about liking all the things my friends like.
Also the dreams full of fish. It's hard truths and a bunch of fish is what tends to happen in these dreams.
There's a salmon and a whitefish. Kind of a broad name for a fish, but also a city. I sometimes like to wear all sleeves, so I'm controlled of how I am perceived.
I lied to all of my friends about understanding Inception. I didn't get it or understand all the positive reception. Sometimes I tell them that I'm smarter than I really am. I feel like being a teen is part running a scam.
Dreams of truth and also fish. Dreams of truth and also fish.
Like a salmon swimming upstream.
Swimming and dreaming and dreaming and thoughts and feelings and wish in these dreams of truth and fish.
Oh, some floss. Montague? Are you awake yet?
Let me just shake him a little bit more. Montague! Both of you drank those weird essential oils and fell asleep. And you were all mumbling in your sleep.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Is he still asleep?
Oh, no. Maybe he took too much.
Oh, shoot.
Well, hold on.
What?
Don't.
Shoot.
I see you grasping that bottle like you're trying to go back asleep because you see him and he's asleep.
Well.
Give it. Don't do that.
I don't want to be like the first one up. Like when I was like the first one up at sleepovers, it was always so embarrassing. Like I'm having breakfast with the parents and like, where's even the other kids?
Okay, well, I'm up. There's no one. No one.
You're
not
the parent,
first
Gerard.
One don't
Gerard, you're obviously the parent in this situation. I mean, like, you're older than us, and, like, this is going to be, like, the time that Krista was like, how long have you been hanging out with my mom? Like, I was such a jerk for doing it.
I mean,
like,
drink it if you want. I'll tell you what's going to happen. He's going to wake up. The moment you go to sleep, he's going to wake up.
I'm going to sleep. Look at that fish. It's such pretty little fish. It looks like the Nemo fish, like a clown fish. Oh, there are so many clowns in Montana.
Montague, are
they
you awake?
Do such good tricks.
Oh,
and
the
they
same.
Wear a bandana, look so slick. All of the clowns in Montana. Huh. Okay, wait, he's still asleep, Gerard.
Yeah,
this
I
is like crazy.
I was wrong. Oh, nope, there he is.
Oh
my God.
I was wrong about what was going to happen. I guess I don't know everything about being a teen.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Montague. Hey, listen, I've been thinking a lot, and I feel like this was a lot really fast, and actually, like, I'm not... Gerard, are you going to sleep? Okay, fine. Montague, I just feel like this is maybe, like, a lot, and maybe we should just, like, keep in touch, and, like, you should go back to Seattle, and, like, maybe one day we'll, like, be in love forever, and, like, we can just post, like, sleeve pics on Instagram for now and just kind of, like, keep it chill.
What? Are you breaking up with me?
Are you going to move to Montana? Am I going to move to Seattle?
I mean, we could move somewhere in the middle, like a...
Like Boise, Idaho?
Is that in the middle?
Yeah.
I guess I could move to Boise. I don't know what the fashion scene there is like.
It's a lot of overalls.
Oh.
Kind of exclusively overalls.
I don't know that I can do overalls.
Wait, seriously? I feel like
yeah.
You could absolutely pull it off.
No, I don't think it's worth the risk.
Wait, put it to a vote.
No.
What are we voting on?
Hey, gather around, everyone! Gather around, Curtis, Apothecary Gary.
Yeah, can I also come in?
Yeah. Oh, my Uncle Todd.
What about me?
Yeah. Yes, Candace. Gerard. Me,
what
Allison.
About me?
Oh, sure. Tiny Duncan. And
yes, what about me? I can have this vote as well.
Oh, yes, you certainly can, Gabriella.
I'm also on the train.
Oh, yeah. Big Tony is on the train.
Hey, I'm on the vote as well. I love exercising my right to vote in
yes,
all
yes.
shapes.
Walter, the guy who owns the gym.
I'm also here.
Oh, Neil. Thoughtful Neil. Yeah, you can join as well. Quick vote. Smash that yes. If you think Montague can wear an overall, if you were thinking no, take a second and say why though. Isn't this just something we can never know? Isn't this just something we should say? Hey, anything goes. Can anything go for you? Can anything go for you? I say it's just up to what you feel like you want to do. And anything can go for you.
Smash! By that I mean I raise my hand. Smash that yes! Wear them I think you can.
Yeah! Me too.
Me too.
Me too.
I do declare you could wear overalls absolutely.
For sure.
Wow, it's so rare to get like this much support, Montague. How does
yeah.
it make you feel?
Wow.
Being so supported, the last time I don't recall. But I've never had so much people supporting my overalls. I think that maybe I could pull them off if I wanted. I could go to Boise if we find a place that's not haunted. That's my number one concern.
It's a very smart concern. There are lots of ghosts in Boise. That's a thing everyone learns.
Then let's go. There's one thing I know. With you I could live in Idaho. Get anything go for you.
Get on this train.
Anything go for you.
Travel across the planet.
I can choose you. Anything can go if I'm with you.
Idaho. It's just like we imagined. Made of potatoes. Everyone wears only sleeves. You look great in overalls. None of the houses are haunted. And Gerard is opening up a counseling center for teens. And he has a beautiful office.
Gerard's counseling center for teens. And I get my own office. Happy ending for me. Just a beginning for you. No matter you do. You're both 19, so take a beat and think it through. You're two households both alike in dignity.
In Boise, Idaho, where we lay our scene.
And hopefully we can avoid a poisoning with these two. That sleep that I don't have. Your meeting in the middle. Take some time. Everything will be alright.
When anything goes with you. Seattle, it traveled to Montana and it ended in Boise, Idaho. What a true journey across the Pacific Northwest. Oh my gosh, Demi. You're a dream, a delight.
Oh, thank
you. A treasure.
A DDT. A dream, a delight, a treasure.
What should the people know that they don't already know?
Well, can I just say before you tell the people, you guys, if you're not watching the Amber Ruffin Show, it's on Peacock. It's available to you. Watch it. It's great. It's informative. It's funny. You got to.
And
best of all, it's free.
It's free. What are you waiting for?
Yeah.
A sign from God? Here it is.
In the sign, wait, it says, watch Amber Washington? No.
Someone's, okay.
Okay.
Someone's doing a prank.
Okay. A fax prank. Oh, so confusing. Yeah, no, it's an incredible show. Amber is so funny and talented.
She's
I love that you're writing awesome stuff for
it's
her.
It's so funny. Yeah,
very happy to be there. That's really all I got to plug.
Hell yeah.
That's a great thing to plug.
Yeah.
We got to plug. Hey. If you like this show and you want to support it, if you're watching the video, you're already supporting it. There will be a video of this episode out. Will it come out the day of this? Probably not. Probably shortly after, but it'll be out soon. And if you want to see videos of recordings or get individual song downloads or just support the show, you can do all those things at offbookclubhouse.com. We so appreciate all the people that have done it already.
Like if you were thinking, I'm just going to scrub to the 19-minute mark and listen to Hot Solid Juice over and over again. If you were a member of the Off Book Clubhouse, you could get that as a download.
It's a hot, solid MP3.
But thank you so much to all of you who've supported the Clubhouse so far. Give it up for Scott Passarella, King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings.
Give it up for Brett on the frets, Brett Morris, that feeling when the chord hits.
And as we say at the end of every episode of Off Book,
if you've got some hot, solid news...
And you better kick back with some hot, solid juice. Bye.
Bye.